Good evening. I'm Jane Durrell, and I'm pleased to tell you about a delightful exhibition in a gallery new to me, although perhaps not new to you. The Beringer Crawford Museum is in DeVue Park in Covington and is worth a visit at any time. But right now, in recognition of the city's 200th anniversary, it has mounted a show called Arts Alive, that suggests the arts have been alive and well in Covington for several generations. Frank Duveneck, the artist one thinks of first in connection with the city, is interestingly represented by three very different works. An early one, A Madonna and Child, dates from 1867, when the fledgling artist was only 18 years old and still a student. It's his earliest known signed and dated work, suggesting that he was really proud of what he'd done. Proud with reason, it's a very finished piece. But on an adjoining wall hangs a much later, although undated Duveneck, Gloucester Docks, in which everything is looser, he's at the top of his form, and doing it his way, rather than what his teacher tells him. It's necessary to do the first before the second, of course. Another Duveneck here, hung in an adjoining gallery, is wonderfully apt for this show. It's a small horizontal view of hills, trees, and clouds running across the canvas one above another. The title is DeVue Park. Perfect here in its home setting. This exhibition has been thoughtfully hung. Duveneck's small and quiet DeVue Park is next to a contrasting work by Michael Scott, a Covington resident working today. Scott's canvas is vertical rather than horizontal, large rather than small, bright rather than muted, but treats a similar landscape. Art would certainly be boring if it were the same thing all the time. Michael Scott is also represented by a witty canvas called Defying Gravity, in which he plays with the Dutch obsession with tulips and the American fascination with our own Wild West as comparable national enthusiasms. Covington artists abroad may still have Duveneck on their minds. David Mueller, in Italy a few years ago, did a lovely little oil painting of the gravesite of Elizabeth Duveneck, who died tragically young and is buried there. The painting depicts what I think is the only three-dimensional project Duveneck ever carried out, this with the help of his friend, the sculptor Clement Barnhorn. It's a classic gravesite depiction of the reclining figure of the deceased, his lovely wife Elizabeth. A copy of that work, also executed by Duveneck, is at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Mueller is a skilled painter, carrying on the traditions of earlier generations, but not in a dated fashion. His charming oil of a young woman, her clothing and background all warm, light colors, her feet bare and engaging, is called Virtue, and suffers not at all from excessive strictures. Dixie Selden is another artist one would expect to see in this exhibition. She, too, is represented by a student work, in her case, a strong charcoal drawing of a face in profile, hung next to her later oil portrait of Covington resident, Edward Ernst. We see how the talented student progressed. Another of her works here is a street scene in a city far away, as Selden would become a great traveler. Covington resident Lila Cooney studied under Hans Hofmann, the great teacher and shaper of the abstract art movement. One of her works here is simply called Abstract, and another is of a ginkgo tree shaped by the artist's eye. Marlene Steele's Covington ties bring her work into the show, one of them a local street scene of a neighboring pharmacy and Catholic church, another, a portrait done in pastels. The role of art in community life is seen in The Immaculate Heart of Mary, a painting by Johann Schmidt, 19th century specialist in paintings for local Catholic churches. So this is a show closely linked to the city it appears in, pleasantly reflecting its interests and, in some cases, its atmosphere down the years. Arts Alive runs through April 12th and fills three galleries in what originally was the DeVue family's summer house. The acreage around it would become DeVue Park. I want to touch briefly on the museum itself, where the theme is transportation. Rivers, roads, rails, and runways, its brochure proclaims on the cover, but it also reflects local history in interesting ways. The last streetcar to run in northern Kentucky is there and can be boarded. It's possible to sit in a 1959 Buick Electra and watch a movie about 1950s lifestyles. The most eye-catching display is a model city, melding Covington with northern Kentucky neighbors and Cincinnati itself. It's a great place to take kids, but there's much for anyone to enjoy. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.